Is the smoking ban gradually breaking down? Well, Blochanet, who's contacted us, believes so. Blochanet, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. What's your situation, Blochanet?
So I started my cancer treatment in St. Vincent's Hospital last November. So I've been going in and out for about 10 months.
Okay, this is St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin for?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And most of my treatment was on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And I must say the place was amazing, had incredible staff. I can't fault the place. However, I was always conscious of the smokers outside the front door and over in that area as I went in and out. And for most of my treatment, I kind of felt more sorry for them than anything in terms of just having gone through such a horrible experience myself and, you know, really feeling the effects of cancer. I thought maybe they just weren't really that aware of what they were doing to themselves. But yesterday I was in for a blood test and I had an hour to spend. And because the weather was nice, I decided to stay outside to wait for the results.
Okay.
And I came out of the hospital and I was looking for somewhere to sit and all of the areas for sitting were occupied by smokers, most of whom I think were probably patients themselves.
Well, so do you sometimes patients stand outside in jackets or smoking jackets or with pyjamas on or whatever. Could you judge whether they were patients or not?
Oh, yeah, they were patients. Oh,
okay, yes. You're sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. They were. Yeah, I mean, there may have been some visitors as well, but the majority were patients. Yeah, okay. I would say so. But I went down eventually to one of the benches further on and sat down, and a gentleman came along and he asked, would I mind if he smoked? And I said, you know, to be honest, I would, because I've just been through cancer and I'm not too comfortable with it. And I kind of got up to leave because I'm not generally anything. So I got up to leave and then I thought, hang on a second. And I said, you know what, I think maybe you should leave because I'm sitting here and you're the one that's not doing, you know, breaking the rules on some level.
And,
you know,
and by the way, you're a patient as well.
I am, although I wasn't.
I was an outpatient.
But anyway, so then I just decided, another man came along and he sat down and lit up and then I just thought, Jesus, I feel like I'm the odd one out share and I'm not getting any fresh air. And I wasn't in a great form. That's why I had gone in for the blood. And so it was the first time I felt like doing something about it. And it really bugged me that I was being made feel like I was maybe causing difficulties for people when really I was the one that wasn't doing anything wrong, you know. So I went in and I spoke to the fella at the desk who was lovely. And he sort of laughed and, you know, gave me the impression that he also felt the same way. And then I spoke to two other people in the hospital, the other employees, and they felt the same way. Everyone was frustrated about it. Eventually, I got through on the phone to the complaints department and had a chat with her. And she was lovely. And she reiterated that she felt the same way. And, the word that was described was it's a bit of a mission. And she had implied that she was going to talk to security because apparently security moved them from outside the main door across to the benches. And
if we have a statement from St. Vincent's University Hospital and they say that it's a completely smoke-free environment throughout the hospital and the campus. Now, the campus of St. Vincent's Hospital, as I understand it, the cortilage of that campus is the road. The Merrion Road and Nutley Lane, that's the boundary.
It's funny, when you walk back in, you do hear the intercom telling you that the hospital and the campus is smoke-free.
Well, it's not, obviously.
No, it's not. And I think what's happening is the security are being given the job of moving people from the front area, but really, maybe it's not their official role and maybe it's difficult for them to do that, but the smokers are being moved across to the seat. In my view, if you're going to claim that somewhere is smoke-free, then you have a department or a group of people employed to ensure that that's happening. And I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. I keep saying it. I had an incredible experience there.
Yeah, I understand that.
They are phenomenal. But this is something that's... And I mean, I spoke last night to a friend who I met through the chemo ward, who's a legend. Shout out to Niamh. And she said to me, you know, fair dues to you for going ahead. Because I rang her yesterday going, Jesus, I have to ring in a Jay Duffy. Am I losing my mind? And she said, there's so many people that are frustrated about it. And someone has to speak up and just see what is going on, because we're in there really fighting for our lives. And it's really sad to see this going on in the same campus. I mean, it's either a health facility or it's not a health facility.
Good point. And Blana, you mentioned earlier that you have sympathy for them, but does that mean you were a smoker yourself?
Well, I would have sympathy for anybody who is going through a difficulty.
Yeah.
And if I was in hospital for a long period of time, and if I possibly had an illness that was terminal, maybe I don't care anymore if I smoke or not. So I do feel sad for people that might be experiencing that. But I also feel sorry for anyone who's ignorant enough to smoke. I'm clear. Yes, I did used to smoke. And I know, but I smoked long, long time ago, well before I got cancer. I mean, I stopped smoking 20 years ago, but I was the old one, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think my point more so is, it's more just, I know what chemotherapy does to you. I mean, you know, and it's brutal. And I wouldn't want anyone to go through it. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. So when I see them outside, I do feel sorry for them for whatever they're going through.
Okay,
and if the hospital wants to provide an opportunity for people to smoke, do what the airport used to do and create a little room somewhere where they can have their fags and be happy. You know, I'm not angry with the smokers or anyone else. I'm just saying it's either a smoke-free area or it's not.
Yeah, good point. It's either. And they tell us it's a smoke-free campus, but it's not, obviously.
No.
And Blanda, what is your chemo regime finished or finishing?
Yeah, no, I finished chemo in June. I had my last chemo at the end of April, had surgery in May, and I've just started radiotherapy up in James's. So I'm all clear. My health is absolutely fine. But, you know, you're just going through the treatment.
But you've been through a lot.
Yeah, been fairly rock and roll, but I've been very lucky to have great support around me, and my two sisters, who are huge fans of yours, by the way, Ness and Joanne, have been amazing. Have to mention them too. So I've been blessed. I've had huge support, my mum and dad, friends, all the rest of it. And I think once you have a mindset of this is a treatment and I'm in good hands and everything's going to be safe, well then the journey is half completed already, you know.
And can I ask if you have children, Blana?
I do. I have a little girl named Brianna. She's 11. Yeah, darling.
Oh, she's very, very young. So you're young too, obviously.
You are.
Even you sound good. So when do you finish the radiotherapy? When does that finish?
Radiotherapy will finish in about 3 weeks, I think. It's every day for 20 sessions. So I started on Monday. So I'm driving into James's every day for that.
Every day?
So, yes, that's a daily treatment.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And you are right to raise it, because one, the smoking ban has been enforced now for over 10 years. Is it slipping? And are people checking? In other words, would they be able, like you, to say to somebody, no, I want to sit here. I'm the one who's the patient. Your smoking is not allowed, so I shouldn't have to move, which is what you would do.
Well, do you know what, though? It was interesting that only because
there's the line gone, unfortunately. 51551, we try and get Blana back. 51551, let me go to Dahi. Dahi, good afternoon.
Oh, how's it going? You mentioned haystack there, did you?
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Yeah, well, the last straw is breaking my back now, so see, with this smoking ban thing.
And what's the last straw?
Yeah, the last straw, all the rules. The people have been shoved out of Dublin by the American corporations, the anti-drinking laws, the whole lot of it. It's just driving me mad. I can't go anywhere now, Joe, smoke a cigarette. I'm excluded from all offices and government buildings. I'm not a part-time smoker, Joe. I'm like what we call a chain smoker, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I do like to have a Baileys in my tea as well, so it would mean that at all stages I'd be over the limit. I couldn't drive a car. I don't drive now, Joe. I don't, right? I haven't driven 30 years. But this smoking thing makes me feel like this country has gone way too far. We're listening to American Irish people that are American.
The evidence against smoking at this stage is irrefutable.
Is it now? What report can you quote about children being affected? No, but hold on. There are no reports about children being affected in homes from smoking, passive smoking. They're just, if the evidence was there, Joe, we'd be listening to it every day of the week, and it's not there.
It is there. It is there.
I don't hear any of it being quoted anytime, anywhere.
Do you think smoking is good for you?
Well, I personally enjoy smoking. I love smoking. Yeah.
Okay. And what is so you don't
I
think
smoke,
that,
I smoke rollies, yeah?
Roll ups, yeah. And you don't think there should be a smoking ban?
I don't think it should be gone as far as it is. If I go near a hospital, I had to go into an emergency emergency. I was there for 4 hours and I couldn't smoke a cigarette and I wasn't allowed out. I felt I was under martial law. Yeah, martial law. So I actually walked away from it. I walked out. It wouldn't even let me out because I'd ting on my arm. I had to pull it out myself to get out. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me bring in Richard. Richard, good afternoon.
Hello. How are you doing, Joe?
Richard, you were up in Tallaght Hospital yesterday.
Yeah, just following on from the first caller. And about 20, 25 people outside the door, under the signs, no okay. smoking, people in wheelchairs, people on drips, people in dressing gowns, pyjamas, and visitors, and just this pall of smoke that you had to walk through. It was incredible.
So you could feel the smoke wafting through the entrance of the hospital?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. You walk through it, yeah. And I'm an ex-heavy smoker, off them a long time, so, you know, I could sense the smoke as I walked through it, you know.
Blachnid, you were stay there for a sec, Richard, 5155. Yeah. Blachnid, was it you that was giggling there when Dahi was on?
Yeah, God love him. Listen, I have no problem with Dahi having his bags and having his tea with his little tipple in it. Good man yourself. Don't do it at the hospital. I'm there to get better. You need to relax yourself and find somewhere else. And quite frankly, if you're in A&E, you don't need to be smoking fags. You need to be looking after your health. Otherwise, don't bother going to A&E.
Dahi, how do you hear that from Blachnid now? How do you...
Well, the exact opposite. She says smokers annoy her. Well, she doesn't realise how much she's annoying smokers. Yeah,
but I never said smoker. I never said smokers annoy me. I said, good man, enjoy your cigarette.
It's the smoke.
Said, yeah, but you don't want...
I said, if you're at a hospital, which is a centre for health, there is no point in... There's no reason for me, as someone that's there...
Isn't there a road out in the street there with cars passing by and the air quality there is absolutely awful blowing into the hospital?
Well, I wasn't sitting on a bench beside a car with the engine running, guys.
Well, where are the smokers supposed to go? By your rules, we can't go to a hospital. That's grand. That's the time for the end of all. You have a very posh life. I bet you've flown in planes loads of times. As a result, footprint is way larger. So don't be high moral ground. You're getting rid of the smokers. You're shoving them into a corner.
I don't think they should be in a corner. I think they should be in a building far away from the main building in the hospital.
We're getting very intolerant these days, aren't we?
It's got nothing to do with intolerance. It's got to do with health. Excuse me, Dahi, you haven't walked in my shoes. You have not gone through the chemotherapy I've been through. You have not got a child at home like I have as a single parent, having lost her partner in death. And that child only has one parent. So I'm going through a situation where I'm keeping myself alive for my family, and I don't need to get sick again on the grounds of the hospital.
Won't affect your health one bit whatsoever.
Well, if somebody sits down beside me on a bench when I'm looking for fresh air, I do not need to be inhaling your cigarette. I never sat on a bench beside a car, so I couldn't answer that question.
But I sat on a bench looking, listen,
I don't have any issue with you. Enjoy your drink. Enjoy your fags. It's all good. I'm just making a simple point. I personally feel that a health centre should have health as its central drive. And I don't feel that anything outside of that is suitable in that area. I totally hear where you're coming from. I understand your frustration.
But you're giving me no space. You're giving me no space to go to get the medical...
anywhere in the city. I don't care where you smoke, but just not outside the hospital door.
Well, then, inside in the hospital is the best thing, then.
Well,
then
it'll
stop all the bugs and bacteria going around in the air.
What does?
The smoke.
Ah, Dahi, come on now. You need to check yourself now, Dahi, on a couple of levels. First of all, the evidence on smoking is irrefutable worldwide.
Instead of
shouting at a woman who told you the situation she's in. right? The
I can
evidence
hear there, so I'm shouting. I'm going to help myself. I can't quite hear.
Well, the evidence against smoking is irrefutable. You talk about where's the space for you to smoke. There's more space in this country for you to smoke than there is in you to not smoke.
Not one pub.
No, there's more space.
Not one pub.
There's more space.
Not one government
there's
building.
More. You talked about space. There is more space in this country for you to smoke than not to smoke. You
have
the whole. You have the whole
grounds
of the. If you
excluded.
Want. If you
all
want.
Grounds, Joe, all grounds. All grounds of the hospital.
Yes, that's the decision by the. It's a health. It's a healthcare facility. You have the Phoenix Park.
And
you have Herbert Park. You have
Anne's
Park. You have Markovitch Park.
Minds.
You have Fitzgerald Park. You have every street in the country. So stop this guff out of you about you've nowhere to smoke. It is guff. If you don't mind me saying so. It is guff. And don't talk, and do not talk to a woman who's just told you her situation. Do not talk. Do not talk to her like that. Do not talk to her like that. We'll be back after this break.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Apologise. Apologise.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Blahanit, you're still there. Blahanit, sorry, when you said... this, I shouldn't lose my temper like that, but and I apologise to everyone and people listening. But when you said that when you explained your situation to him and how important your health was, and you mentioned your husband, you lost your husband, and you'd already told me you're an 11-year-old, so I just couldn't abide that level of ignorance being perpetuate.
Yeah, but because, that's what I was saying earlier, yeah, Joe. Do you remember I said I feel sorry for people?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I am still smiling. My heart goes out to him. I don't have any issue with anyone having the situation of wanting a cigarette for whatever reason. It's a drug and it's an addiction. I'm just saying that there's a time and a place for certain things. And, you know, at the end of the day, the front door of a hospital isn't really the place for it. There's no point in going. Why would you go to hospital and expect a fag at the same time? It's nonsense. You know what I mean?
But Dahi mentioned there's no evidence of passive smoking. I Google it there while I'm trying to talk here on my iPad. And within 2 seconds, there were surveys coming up, medical surveys from respected medical journals about the effect of passive smoking, especially on children. So it's there. All this evidence is there. We're not in the 1950s America where doctors used to advertise cigarettes. We've come on an awful lot. Let me stay there, Blahanit, and I apologise. I know you, by the way, this sounds thoroughly and totally patronising, and your two sisters who you said liked me will change their mind because they say Joe was patronising you. I don't mean you were well able for him. But actually, you're more able for him than I was. Pat Morrissey, Pat, 51551, St Vincent's Hospital again. What happened, Pat?
Hello, Joe. We have a daughter who unfortunately has had long stays in St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin, and we're from Waterford. Mm-hmm. So last year she was there for 3 months, and the day she was having her big operation, I was hanging out for a fag. So I asked one of the porters, and down from the hospital on the left was a little space, a kind of a wooden shed with no ceiling. And I went in there and had a cigarette. But I have seen people sitting on those benches outside the main door, smoking, and people with oxygen attached to oxygen smoking. And in Waterford now, in the hospital, Arkeen Hospital, it's no smoking, the whole complex. But they're outside the main door, fagging away. Now, I can understand some of them are under such stress that they need a cigarette. But when I see visitors smoking, like I did that day, but I was in that little hut or whatever you'd call it. But it saddens me to see people with oxygen and all that sort of thing and wasting one of the carers, having to wheel them down, wait until they're finished their cigarette and bring them back. But I must say St. Vincent's Hospital is a fantastic amenity.
And is it should the hospital be coming up with a better solution? Because the boundary of St. Vincent's Hospital, which Dahi reiterated in fairness to him, he did. It is a very busy road where smokers are told to go, whatever, because that's outside the campus.
Yeah, it is. But I really think it should be. If it's banned, it's banned. You know, that was the one cigarette I had. I needed it that day badly. But the other thing is, it's a completely different subject, but for somebody like me from Waterford who travels up to Dublin every second, third day, there's nowhere around the area to stay. There's no B&Bs. Tara Tower is gone. Michael Bublé happened to be in Dublin the weekend that she was having her operation, and for three nights in one of the hotels near-ish was €855.
Wow.
Yeah.
Near the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. But there is actually nowhere to stay. But anyway, that's beyond the point.
I think
it should be banned. And if it's banned, it's banned. And that's it. I think Dahi needs Valium sandwiches more than cigarettes. Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
All right, Joe.
Thanks again.
Okay, bye.
Pat Morrissey's in Waterford. And Blahnit, sorry, you want to make a point there, Blahnit?
I just wanted to point out that I think essentially what it's about is the fact that the hospital have tried to put something in place, but they haven't actually put it in place correctly. And I think it's important to say to anyone that smokes, that's your business. And I don't feel like anyone that's listening to this, especially people in hospitals, should feel stressed by what we're talking about in terms of any blame. Or that's not what it's about. It's not about the individual. It's about the system. If the system has said it's a smoke-free area, they need to do that and put it as a smoke-free area. You can't just claim to do something and then not do it. So you're either putting this announcement out constantly that it's a smoke-free campus, or you're not. And that's where the decision has to come down. If they want people there that are going to be smoking, or if they're not prepared to put in the effort to stop the smokers, they need to facilitate them. I don't think it's a personal vendetta against smoking at all. It's just about the system needs to be clarified. And I think that generally there should be an area for smokers that doesn't inhibit people like me going out and sitting on a seat in front of the hospital. Let there be an area if that's the case, but not right in front of the hospital door where we walk in and out all day.
And you mentioned that your husband died 10 years ago, which means he's... 11 years, he was extraordinarily young. Is that correct? Am I right?
I'm extraordinarily young.
No, he would have been very young. He would have been
You were telling me I was young again.
He would have been in his 30s.
He was. He was 37 when he died. Brianna, my daughter, was 10 weeks old and I was 34.
And was it just for your passion in terms of the way you've taken up this and got a lot of support? Was his death cancer related? Can I ask her?
No, not at all. Okay. No, it wasn't cancer related. Okay. The only reason I'm feeling this at the moment was really because I just feel like, look, there's no point in this in them continually having this announcement there and being all look at us, we're smoke free when you're not smoke free.
Okay.
You know, that's the bottom line is that simple. It's got nothing to do with the individuals or anything else. It's just you're claiming you're smoke-free. You're not smoke-free. And particularly yesterday when I was feeling low, I'd gone in to get my blood checked because I wasn't feeling well. I didn't want to sit inside for an hour having a cup of coffee. I decided to sit outside in the fresh air and try and calm down a bit because I was a bit worked up because I wasn't feeling well. And I just thought, Jesus, like, this is something now that I'm actually seeing. And so many people up in the cancer ward, we talked about it. You know, I've seen people pull their trolleys with their chemotherapy going into their arms down to have fags. Again, that's their business. But it's either a smoking area or it's not a smoking area.
Okay. Well, Blahnit, stay well, and you're in great hands, and not just in the medical sense, but in your family sense as well.
Amazing family and friends. And a few of them have messaged me since I was on, Joe. If I listed them, we'd be here all day. But you seem to have a lot of my mates seem to like you.
Okay. Blahnit, thanks indeed. And will you ask your mates to give Dahi the P.O. box of the fan club,
because
I don't think he'd be joining. Okay, Blahnit and Richard and Dahi and Pat and Fred, who was on before there. Thanks indeed. 51551.